Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon. That is for sure. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Folks, don't forget, go to our website, theunionedge.com, and download the free app for your iPhone or your Android phone. You can listen to this program live. You can listen to the podcast. You can also do some other really neat and nifty kind of things. So please, avail yourself of that and enjoy. Let us know what you think. Joining me right now from Washington, D.C. and Jobs with Justice, we've got Nikki Lewis. Nikki, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Charles. Thanks for having me again.
Always a pleasure, Nikki. Always a pleasure. It's been a busy day for you. It's exciting. So far, you've been out to a couple different rallies. Tell us, what are you seeing and what are you hearing?
Yeah, so I think what's happening across the board, not just here in D.C., but from workers in our base that we hear across the nation, wage disparity is real and exists, and mm-hmm. workers are tired of it. People are just tired of having to work 2-3 jobs and still not being able to make ends meet. And people are tired of having one full-time job and not being able to make ends meet. So it's interesting, just on the previous show on here, I was talking about the wage disparity. And so here in Washington, D.C., particularly Black and Latino women make about 50 to 60 cents on the dollar that their white male counterparts make. And this is regardless of level of education. And so you'll find this disparity in industries like the restaurant industry, the retail industry, home care and service industries. And these are industries that are rapidly growing here in D.C. as well as across the nation, but they're low wage and they are primarily employing women. These are heavily heavy industries that employ women, and again, they're low wage. So today, all of the actions that are happening are about the fight for 15 and increasing wages to at least $15 an hour. So this morning, we had the Restaurant Opportunity Centers United and Rock DC, along with the Good Jobs Nation and the fast food strikers who were basically challenging the National Restaurant Association. Today is a day when the, as we like to call them, the other NRA, they lobby the Hill and, you know, advocate for all of their priorities, which include not increasing the minimum wage, opposing the ACA, and not providing paid sick leave or paid family leave.
And Nikki, let me stop you there for a second, okay?
Sure.
Let me stop you there for a second. Restaurants really don't care about the minimum wage. They don't care about the fight for 15. It's really a non-player because they're paying, like, what, $2.83 an hour to wait staff. If it's a fast food place, people are getting paid minimum wage. They really don't care about that. And they don't care about the public either, because the public is the one that has to make it up. The public's the one that has to pay the taxes to the county for their employees' health care coverage, for their SNAP, and for their housing. So not only don't they care about their employees, and really, honestly, you know, $15 an hour for a McDonald's is not that big of a deal, but they don't care about the public either that has to pay the taxes to make up for what they're not paying their employees.
I agree.
I just had to get that out of my system.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they would probably have a different message that they do care about their employees. However,
what
we're saying is, yeah, put your money where your mouth is. People can't survive on the federal tip minimum wage, which is actually $2.13, and it has been frozen at that for over 21 years. And, you know, there's a fight across the nation to increase the minimum wage on the federal level and all these different local levels, but believe me, local and national restaurant associations are putting all of their money and capacity into stopping an increase in wages and benefits for workers. And it's not just the restaurant industry either. You know, we see this in the retail sector and the service and cleaning sectors as well.
Right.
So it's a trend, and it's really important that that workers be united and organize and create a different reality.
Absolutely.
Because they're not going to give it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the corporations are not going to give it up any quicker than they gave up the 40-hour work week or the 8-hour work day or overtime,
right,
or any of the rest of it. unions and their friends have to fight for it. Working people have to fight for that. What are you seeing on the street when 70% of the population by polling is supportive of this? What are you seeing on the street in D.C.? Did Mitch McConnell walk by and go, eh?
No, Mitch McConnell, I think, was probably safely at Congress today, and we did not see him. But we did some blocking of traffic today, and got a lot of honks from people who saw our signs and posters. People who are just in the nation as tourists or residents here have definitely been stopping to ask the different workers and organizers, like, what is this going on? So the message is being heard, and that's what we want. We, in addition to actually changing things, we need to keep elevating the conscience of people so that they know that they are not alone in the fight.
Right, exactly. And they are not. And the vast majority of people in this country are supportive of them. The vast majority of people in this country are learning that they're paying taxes to the county that turns into direct profits for these corporations. And they're getting tired of it. And they figure, hey, look, if you want to run a business, you do it right. You pay your people enough to do the right thing. And if you don't pay your people enough to do the right thing, well, shame on you. Maybe you shouldn't be in business.
It is. It's totally un-American. I think that I still believe in the American dream. I believe it's deep in our psyche, and we're held to that. And anyone should be able to have a job and work full time and be able to take care of their family. We're not saying that people have to be rich, but people should at least be able to take care of their families. And with the way things are happening today, people aren't able to do that. And so I think that that's very un-American. If you are a business owner and aren't doing everything you can to not only make your business better, but to take care of the people who are making you so profitable.
Absolutely. And, you know, the world of difference is you walk into a Costco, you talk to the people there, you walk into some of these other big boxes that are out there, and it's like, ow. They're not happy.
It is like, ow, it really is. And the thing that's sad is that while we're making these improvements on the federal and local levels, you know, we're still working out the kinks with the ACA, but there's mm-hmm. health care now. That's an improvement. The minimum wage is rising here in D.C., in San Francisco, in New York, and all over. But workers in our network and in our movement overwhelmingly are reporting that employers, large and small, are cutting workers' hours back, retaliating mm-hmm. against workers who request certain schedules, are demanding more people be on call without pay, and are also firing full-time workers in order to replace them with part-time workers so they're not eligible for benefits. So it's
Nikki, these are horrible things, but unfortunately, we've got to get going, okay? Very quickly.
Right.
How do we find out more about the D.C. Jobs with Justice?
You can check us out on our website at www.dcjwj.org.
Nikki, thank you very much. We appreciate you being with us today. Keep up the faith and go get them, okay? I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.